At McDonald's, we're always working to build on our Happy Meal. Which is why we're giving your little ones the choice of a book or toy and are ditching hard plastic toys altogether. And why we've recycled old toys into Ronald McDonald House Charity's playgrounds. In fact, we're building one right now. Sorry for the noise.
Participating restaurants only. Served from 11 a.m.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Is right. What is up, motherfuckers? It is Monday morning here on the Real Ass Podcast, and it is the best week of the year. It's your boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, and we're going to get loud. We're going to get rowdy. Why? Because I am joined by the Loud Boys.
Hi, how's everyone doing?
What is up?
Something different in the air this week at Gas Digital. Everybody's got a skip in their step and a smile on their face.
Oh, yeah.
Dad's
we're here
gone.
To have fun today.
Yeah, man.
Dad's gone, which is the first sentence Lewis remembers his mother ever telling him. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Lewis is on vacation. Have a lot of fun, buddy. We love you very much. Enjoy yourself. You deserve it. You work too fucking hard for a man with a million shows and a million things to do, and we will miss you while you're gone. But in the meantime, let's have a great fucking show. Guys, how the fuck are we doing this morning?
Dude, I'm feeling fucking so ready to go, man.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm no drugs in me today.
No drugs?
I'm just going. This is on me, baby. Oh, my God. I got a little Outback Steakhouse in me from last night.
What'd you get? Prime rib?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's the best. That's what you got to get it out, man.
Is that the trashiest thing to do? Order a prime rib on Uber Eats?
It's like a trashy person what they think. It's like a fancy thing for a trashy person.
On Uber Eats,
I mean, that's a delicacy. Yeah. What is that, like $60?
It's a fancy flex for a trashy person.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel goddamn good.
Did you get the horseradish?
Yes, I did.
That's good.
It was the move. And then no Bloomin' Onion. Bloomin' Onion bullshit.
Really?
Bloomin' Onion, everybody's like, you gotta get the Bloomin' Onion, and then like two bites in, you're like, nah, I shouldn't have done this.
The Bloomin' Onion, yeah, well, it's
just
tasty.
Indigestion. That's our flagship item,
yeah,
though,
it's
right?
An exclusive.
Yeah.
I know what Zach means. It's really good.
It's like when you order onion rings, and you're like, oh, I wanted an onion
ring.
Yeah,
it hits you hard.
It's meant for the table.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Getting a Bloomin' Onion. A Bloomin' Onion for one, please, is one of the saddest things.
Getting a Bloomin' Onion on an Uber Eats would suck.
Yeah.
That would be depressing to like have to open up a to-go box.
You say to your delivery driver, could you say like, good day, mate, as you hand this to me? Like very sadly wanting the experience.
Well, goddamn, I am fucking excited. Let's get plugs out of the way. Let's start. I am joined, of course, by the Loud Boys, Joe Gorman, Robbie Goodwin, and Dalton Prewitt. Joe, what do you want people to check out? Social media dates, plug the podcast, however you guys feel like it.
Damn, yeah. The only thing you need to know is the Loud Boys podcast is on all streaming services. Check us out on YouTube and on iTunes. If you like me, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe W. Gorman.
Hell yeah, Robbie.
Yeah, Loud Boys at Robbie Goodwin on Twitter and Instagram. And we have a big announcement today.
Oh, yeah.
Our motherfucking Patreon went up.
Patreon. Lewis isn't here, and we can promote the Patreon.
Yeah.
We're on Patreon. Cancel
you
your
have...
Gas Digital subscription and subscribe to the Loud Boys on Patreon.
You're saying you guys have a Patreon.
Boom shakalaka.
Patreon.
Boom shakalaka.
Patreon.
Boom shakalaka.
Go ahead.
Hell yeah.
Patreon.com/loudboys. It would have been the Loud Boys, but someone took that account and pretended to be us for like a couple weeks.
Somebody stole our identity.
Someone stole our identity. And it took Patreon like a while to take it down. It was like very, very weird.
Why was their show funny?
Yeah. It was the same show, but without me. So it was getting a lot more downloads. No, but Patreon.com/loudboys. Please take us out of hell.
Let us quit our day jobs. You know, for real. Let us work for you, America. Give us our page. We're trying our daily bread.
We're trying to squeak in on this bubble.
Yeah.
I mean, now's the time to really start a podcast.
Yeah.
After there's a million.
Right.
That people already don't have time to listen to.
We're bringing something new to the table, having just three guys just hanging out.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, so it's like kind of a new fun concept.
You know what we did? It's 2009, and we said we should get into the housing business.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what we did.
We showed up to the bar at 1:30 a.m. We're like the same guys moving to Austin, like, right now, you know? It's like, all right.
Yeah.
I actually, somebody the other, yesterday on the Legion of Skanks Facebook group suggested that everyone at Gas Digital move to Austin.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, that'd be a great idea. Let's all uproot our lives and families because one guy moved to a town.
It's like fucking Jonestown shit or something.
Wait a second.
Jonestown. Yeah, man, that's interesting. Have you ever drank Kool-Aid?
All the doorways are so tiny. Dalton, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Yeah, check out the Loud Boys. I don't know if we have anything to do, like a bonus if you do this, but it would be awesome if you did cancel your gas membership and subscribe to our show. Send us like a screenshot to let us know you did it. That would be we won't do anything for you, but that would be a pretty funny bit. And I think Lewis would respect it.
He's, of course, kidding. You guys know we're not done the show.
No, join with promo code LOUDBOYS. GasSales.com, promo code TheLoudBoys.
Come on. Somebody else has to pay the bills. So, guys, you know where to find me. Instagram, Zach is not funny. I am in Hoboken April the 14th, ooh, doing 25 minutes. I'll have the name of the club soon. And then April the 16th, I am at BJ Ryan's in Norwalk, Connecticut, doing two headlining shows. And I got Chris from Brooklyn and Paco coming with me.
Oh, wow.
So it's a little Gas Digital family road show. Please come on out. And, guys, if you don't already, subscribe to Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 7-day free trial and try out this show and all the other 20-something great shows on the network. Get access to the archive shows a few days early, the racist live chat, and a bunch of other stuff. And, of course, go to podcastmerch.com. Get yourself a Real Ass Podcast t-shirt or hoodie. Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show. And now, Bye Guys. We got a Bye Guys hoodie for me and Ian available in baby blue and baby pink. And that is available just till the 14th. All right, Shannon. How you guys feeling?
I feel incredible. This is great.
This is like a fucking new year.
I know.
It's
a new day. Yes, it is, baby.
I got to say, vacation. This show feels like a vacation.
Yeah.
This is just a fun time with my friends.
When the rattlesnakes away.
That's the new Bye Guys sweatshirts that I absolutely love.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Can we make them even gayer?
By the way,
yeah, give me the amount, gayest colors you got.
Ian, so we got that animation in at like the last minute. And oh boy, was Ian a nervous Nelly about how he was going to be drawn.
Really?
He actually said to me when it came out, he's like, should I have asked them to make me more muscular?
Oh my God.
I'm like, no, because I'm a fucking round circle in it. And it's funnier that we're a fat guy and a skinny guy.
Yeah, Red and Stimpy.
And exactly. Yeah. And then he was like, well, they kind of made me look like Nigel Thornberry. And I'm like, motherfucker, you look like Nigel Thornberry.
Awesome.
It's weird. They made me look like a clown with a mustache.
They made me look like Gene Shalit.
They made me look ridiculous.
Ian, I got some bad news, buddy.
I love that. I
forgot what Nigel Thornberry sounds like.
But it was,
my impression would just be Obi. Hey.
It's I'm not daughters again, baby, and we're going around Australia. Yeah.
I'm going to the glory hole, baby. My name is Ian Fardas.
Wait a tick. That means my monkey can talk, baby. And I'm also Ian Fardas. The voice of Nigel Thornberry was Tim Curry.
Oh, wow.
Really? No way.
Yes.
Oh.
Also, a very brief voice of the Joker that no one remembers.
Really?
The forgotten Joker, Tim Curry, because he had already played an evil clown.
This guy loves playing clowns. Yeah. Who's he going to play next? The president?
Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka!
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
God, that's so much easier than having something funny to say.
I like it. I like it.
All right, let's get into some fucking stories.
About time.
I've been reading about this, and I did not look it up because I wanted to hear about it here on the show. Shannon, you got something here about a baby. born with three penises.
Oh, yikes.
That's correct. He's actually the first baby to ever be born with three penises.
That's three more than Dalton.
Come on, dude.
He's a boy from Duhok, Iran.
Duhok.
And had to have surgery to remove two of the three penises.
Why? Hey, dude, I was hoping he'd be able to use them like Tails from Sonic. he could fly around.
But he's just flying around by the cock.
Yeah. Couldn't they surgically graft all three penises into one giant penis?
Like a Megazord?
Yeah. Why don't you just Voltron the penis?
Yeah.
There's one black one. So wait, Shannon, does it say why he couldn't have? Because I know there's a Spanish guy who I think is a radio host who was born with two penises and both work.
Dos pinos.
So did they say he couldn't have, like, they didn't work?
Well, it said one, okay, he was born with a 2-centimeter penis on the base of his normal
penis. I know what that's like.
I ain't complaining about that.
Damn, I know this guy's packing.
Yeah.
No, he's a packy. Yeah.
So it was too beautiful to exist in this world is what I'm
saying. So wait, did the penises jut off of each other like a tree? Like, so,
yeah.
It looked like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree.
So one of them did. So the 2-centimeter one was at the base of his like regular penis, and then there was another 1-centimeter one off to the side.
Oh, cool.
Them was functional, so they had to get rid of the
other
two.
Oh, okay.
The others were just for looks.
Well, aren't
aesthetics.
This penis is like the Loud Boys.
I'm pretty sure, aren't a lot of ladies' dildos shaped exactly like the two? Like there's one smaller one.
They're shaped
off the
like
base.
Rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think
what?
You'd want
what? To. No, it's called the Jackrabbit.
No,
it's
they look like rabbits, Dalton.
Yeah, no, that has
Joe,
the rabbit ears.
I know you're still excited for Easter. Vibrators are not shaped like rabbits. They're shaped like penises.
No,
but he's talking about the it's got the
like
second
the two
attachment.
Hook thing. But that's not a rabbit though.
So they're literally called a rabbit.
If you
look
can't...
right there, it is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's more like
that
a slug.
Would,
like
if you
a
put
Futurama
a light,
slug a little
if you
bit.
Cast a shadow on it, you could do like shadow puppets with it.
Well, that's what mine looks like.
So okay, so we have all these arguments about circumcising babies,
yeah.
And that's not their choice. It's genital mutilation.
It's mm-hmm. true.
I think this should have been this kid's choice.
This kid is way
penis?
Too cool.
To
give
keep his
three
penises.
Yeah.
Penis-eye, right?
Can you imagine Peni. Getting, like, triple circumcised? You'd definitely get into heaven that
a
way.
A rabbi's like, the greatest gig of all time.
It's a smorgasbord.
He comes out with, like, multiple scalpels between his knuckles like Wolverine.
Yeah. These are going to have crazy nights.
I'm going to have a sorbet in between each one.
There's an intermission between every penis.
Oh, fantastic. If you could have three penises, but two of them don't work, you would definitely want to try it.
No, I'm good.
Not to just, I mean, you'd be in so many porn movies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I could be in porn now. That's like not, you know.
Could you?
Gay porn, yeah.
You know,
anyone can do gay porn. Anyone can do gay porn.
You know those
porn.
I don't think that's true.
You could probably do it. You could probably... If you book the right clubs, just have your closer be you take your three dicks out.
There you go.
Yeah.
You just gotta...
You could fuck the Total Recall chick.
You could do you could do Cameo and like make hella money on that.
Dude, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant.
Yeah.
But then you're the three dicks guy for your whole life.
Yeah, you know? But like even if you
no
got the surgery,
hear, like,
you would still be the person, like that person was born with three dicks. And it's like, well, do you still have three dicks? And I'm like, no, I got the surgery. I got rid of it. But they still know. It's like, well... That's even worse. So, like, regardless, if people know you have three dicks either way, whether you get the surgery or don't get the surgery. Have three dicks.
I would say if the three dicks are long enough, like flaccid,
even if they were little baby nubbins, that would still be interesting.
I'm saying you could like fuck a woman. You could you have three women lined up. You could fuck one with a functioning dick and then stuff the other two, like thumb them into the other two.
Could you still like maybe like they could still like kind of like move a little bit, like the little vestigial penises? Yeah.
Like a little night crawlers.
Exactly.
You're going
you still
fishing.
Get like a little like you still get a little like stirring.
Now I think the move is you fuck a chick with the functioning penis and you have two girls come in around the side and suck the two.
Yes, that'd be cool.
Now this would involve
two
three women to be attracted to you, and I don't know. That's
I don't think
hard.
There's any downside.
Or that involves getting $200 for each girl and a call to Lainey.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's any downsides to having three penises. Women as long would be like, as one penis works.
I guess.
Do you think...
Nobody's going to want to marry the three dicks
guy. No, because then they'll be like, then you can be like, oh, well, they don't just because of my deformity. And then you can like write like a think piece online about how...
Here's the thing.
I've been kink shamed for my three penises.
Let me explain something to you. I go into my bathroom. Mm. I've got the towel I use. Mm-hmm. And then I've got my fancy towels, the show towels. You don't use those. But I just because I never used those towels, I ain't getting rid of them. Same with those penises.
And people that
those are my show penises. Yeah.
You've sold me.
Don't dry your hands on the show penises.
Shannon, you're going to give something to say.
I think you know about this story, Zach. I feel like it's come up before.
Yeah, there's definitely a Spanish radio host or something who's a guy with two functioning dicks.
Yeah, well, this is from the 1800s, and they were both in freak shows where there was a man with two penises got together with a woman with two vaginas.
Oh, hell yeah.
They both also had additional limbs.
This is how you know there's a god.
That's like a monogamous orgy.
This actually just makes me think.
Nice, look at that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, did both of her vaginas go to uteruses?
Yes, she had two bladders. Like, she was doubled of everything, as was he.
She has a baby with him, and one comes out white, one is black.
Well, wait, what's going on with this guy from the back? Can you zoom in on that?
Yeah, so he also has an extra leg.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So it must be, they must both be like kind of twin, like, you know, a twin that they kind of
eat.
An extra
they absorb the other twin in utero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, real life centaurs are gross.
Yeah, man.
So, by the way, not bad dicks.
Yeah, those are good little Vienna sausages.
No, those got some thickness on them.
Yeah.
And if you're that guy, I mean, because they don't do freak shows anymore, but you could like, you could do comedy in LA with two dicks.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you would get spots out of having two dicks.
But in LA, they'd be like this very brave man. Like, you'd have to, like, you wouldn't be able to make any jokes about it, right? You'd just be like,
he could.
Disability.
He could. They can't talk shit on him.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
King of roast battle.
Yeah, Jeff Ross has two dicks.
Would you enjoy having two functioning penises?
Yes.
I already feel like because my one's a handful.
Like, if you can get, like, two legitimate erections.
Hold on.
Yeah, all right, we're back. Oh, man.
Yes, because you would have no refractory period. So you could fuck a chick, come, and then switch dicks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wait.
Damn. Like Pokemon?
Wait.
I choose you.
Because I'm imagining that the
you
the dicks,
stuff them both in.
I'd imagine that the dicks are sharing the like the pleasure would be divided between
how
the
many
two
balls
dicks?
Would
no,
you have?
It would be like Alvin and the Chipmunks. One would be like the star, one would be like the nerd, and then one would just be, you know, he wouldn't
be a skinny one. There'd be a tall, skinny one, a short, fat one.
Yeah.
And then the star of the show.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Wait, I would be
this one's too small. And this one's just right.
And you'd fuck three little pigs.
How many balls do you have in the two penis scenario?
That guy had full on both.
Yeah.
He had dick and balls.
So like four balls.
For the sake of argument, let's say you have four balls, two penises.
Two nut sacks.
God, I'm so bad at math.
Yeah, so you
two
have
two vas deferens. How many vas deferens? Because like, what if they all get entwined?
No, you have two nut sacks, two ball sacks, two dicks.
I'm liking this.
But it's harder to come because you have to share. You have to share the dicks. The dicks have to share the world.
No, you have two pairs.
But if you have two balls, those balls are creating their own cum.
Oh, that's right.
We bring in like Bill Nye to explain like how balls and coming.
So
work.
You could
Neil deGrasse Tyson actually. Oh, had two balls.
So that would mean you could have a regular orgasm from one of your dicks, and if you wanted to really kick things up a notch, you could do a double.
Yeah.
Come and that
double
would,
barrel.
That would be the same as
this is my boomstick.
Yeah. And that would probably feel just as good as choking yourself while coming with one dick.
What if one dick was coming in New Jersey and the other one was coming in New York? So like tech.
And wait, what's the velocity? Yeah.
So you're not allowed in the Holland Tunnel anymore.
If I start jerking off at 7:30 a.m. in New Jersey and one of my penises comes in New York at 9:30 a.m., what train was I riding on?
The MTA.
Yeah. Which train were you running on?
Yeah. Honest question. Mm. Do you think there would be girls that want to see if they can take both at the same time?
Absolutely, yeah. Dude.
Whores, dude. Women are whores.
They got like a biological desire to see that happen.
Women, dude.
It's in their genetic makeup.
How could they not see that, dude?
They hunger for it.
Yeah, dude. It's a Florence Nightingale syndrome.
Every woman has holes.
Okay.
But they hate having. Women want their holes to be stuffed because they're tired of feeling their holes not being filled with something.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's a sup, nigga.
Yeah. Women hate having open holes. They need them filled with penises.
When they go home, they just plug themselves up. We all know that. Yeah, it's like women a bathtub. Go home,
they plug themselves up like a bear in hibernation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's all you really need to like get an exceptional amount of pussy is a really good hook. So like, do you know how much pussy any of us would get if we were a midget?
Oh, you think?
Yes.
I feel like women don't like... Do you think so?
Absolutely, because like... there's so many girls, you would be like, that's like a Sluckit List kind of thing.
Mm.
Closing time, I bet a midget never goes home alone.
Yeah.
Because some chick is going to be drunk and being like, well, I got to know what this is like.
Well, if Wee Man... You're saying if Wee Man and Knoxville walk into a bar, Wee Man's cleaning up?
No, that's a matter of fame.
Right, okay.
If they're both civilians, I say midgets getting puss.
I don't know.
Now, hold on. What if Johnny Knoxville and Peter Dinklage went into a bar?
Mm. Oh, the Dink.
You think Dinklage get more pussy?
Current Dinklage.
I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is Get Cucked by a Midget.
Oh, dude, I think Dinklage could pull top-notch pussy.
For sure, but...
Hold on. Let's throw it to the board. Shannon, would you have sex with Peter Dinklage?
He may be the only short guy that I would consider.
Not even midget, by the way. He's under 5'10".
Yeah. We said this on our show. His whole thing's like, I'm small, but I'm tough. You know? Yeah. So he has like that, like he has a vibe that he's much taller.
He's got gravitas.
Yeah. He has.
Damn, there's a lot of 5'4 guys that just heard Shannon would have sex with a midget. And they're like, I can't win. I can't. Yeah. I'm either too tall or too short.
All right, Shannon. Brendan Crick on Suicide Watch.
Shannon.
Yes.
Midget? Guy with two dicks. Where are you going?
Hot midget.
Okay, guy with two dicks.
How did the dicks look?
They're all right.
I don't know if I would know how to handle the two penises on the same person.
With your hands.
Yeah, but it's like you can't. Can you do one with the hand while the other one is like in?
You just do the white lady dance.
But then what if like when you're having sex with one, what do you do with the other?
I think you don't need to work
tend
both
to
at the
its
same
needs.
It you does. It does.
It's Alton just shouting sexual commands at Shannon. Jerk it off. Tend
Shannon,
to its
if
needs.
You're fucking
it's
again with
it's
your...
in the chair. Yeah. It comes with the chair.
It does say in
suck
the
dick, you whore.
Oh, sorry. This is Alton's whole sexual strategy.
Yeah, Shannon, if you're fucking again with two dicks, how about you not be so lazy with the other dick? Focus.
Yeah, so what are we paying you for?
Yeah.
It does say in this article that he used both penises during intercourse, and after finishing with one, he would continue with the other. So that's like an extra work. I'd go with the midget.
Mm. Oh, okay. Zach's right.
All
right.
Zach Shannon is a lazy whore.
Shannon, I've got some news for you. This midget has two dicks.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
That's got to be a gay porn star, right?
If Peter Dinklage, that's money on the table. Joe, get into gay porn.
Here we go.
Peter Dinklage.
Hey guys, for fans of the show over the age of 21, I want to tell you about Yo Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo. How much? $60 for what? A full kilo. Guys, if you are currently a fan of Kratom, don't start on our account. You can be getting it from our favorite sponsor, Yo Kratom, for just $60 a kilo. If you don't use Kratom, ignore this ad. But if you're a fan, then it's time to stop overpaying or having to go to corner stores, bodegas, gas stations, smoke shops, and wasting your money on little amounts at a time. All right? Thank you to Yo Kratom for supporting the show, Lewis's Fight Camp, Skankfest. They are the best. And if you're into Kratom, Yo Kratom is the one place where you can get $60 kilos. All right? We're coming back into the world, but there is no reason to have to go out every week for your little bit of Kratom when you can get $60 kilos delivered to you directly, okay? They are one of the biggest Kratom wholesalers, and they created YoKratom.com so that you can buy directly at incredible prices. Last time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, I want to move on. That one was really, that was the top-notch story of the day. All right. This is a little before my time. So the only thing I know about Captain Underpants is that it looks like Bob Kelly.
Mm. Yeah, I'm flying around in my underpants, dude.
Tra-la-la, dude.
Yeah, we got a great underpants network going.
Nobody's getting paid, but you know.
Nobody's getting paid, but the exposure. I don't have any shirt on. I'm exposed.
So they just took SpongeBob down recently for having a insensitive episode about the pandemic, but it was before the pandemic, but it was like about a flu. So now Scholastic cancels Captain Underpants spinoff due to the Kung Fu Master character printing Asian stereotypes. Do we have a story here?
Yeah.
Here's one of the images in the article.
Let's go.
Two Wongs don't make it right.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Well, I mean, that's just good. That's good comedy.
That's basic math.
And it's the adventures of Ook and Gluck, Kung Fu cavemen from the... I gotta be honest with you, dude.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson.
Neither one of those words are a racial slur, but this is like a... This is like a magic painting trick where all I see is a slur.
This neighborhood has too many Ooks and Glucks.
Yeah,
it's going to hell. Yeah, that's, I mean, the whole, I used
eat
to-
eat that Luck restaurant full of Gooks.
I used to- Zach Olesnick. But-
Oh, let's get the drop.
Boom, shakalaka!
The conceit of those books, I remember, because I used to really like Captain Underpants, was that they were written by the kids in the book. So it was like, so it's supposed to be juvenile, I guess. I don't know about like that, like, what was it, Two Wongs Don't Make a White.
I love listening to Robbie try and be like scholarly about Captain Underpants. I don't know fuck about this book.
By the way, you slightly misspoke and you made a much funnier book.
What?
Which is just about how races work when you have kids, which is Two Wongs Can't Make a White.
It's simple math and arithmetic.
And if there's anything they're good at. Throw you back up, Shannon. I want to read that.
Yeah, one sec.
Thank you.
So what is Captain Underpants' deal? Is he...
He can shit himself.
Oh, so I'm Captain Underpants.
You are Captain Underpants.
We're all Captain Underpants.
In your head, you're Captain Underpants, dude.
This is basically a Justice League meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Scholastic is the world's largest publisher of educational books for children. Announced that we can no longer distribute Captain Underpants spinoff, The Adventures of Ook and Gluck. Kung Fu Caveman from the Future was pulled. So the book was pulled because it perpetuates passive racism. Decision made with full support of book's author, Dave Pikey. He published a note on his YouTube page apologizing for this harmful content. And book features Asian stereotypes and tropes, including a Kung Fu master. The master has dashes for eyes and wears traditional Asian garb, but critics said... Story features non-Asian protagonists who rescue master with kung fu skills. So that was like their Pai Mei.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how did Tarantino got in under the wire with fucking Pai Mei?
By the way, he was supposed to be Pai Mei and backed out.
Oh, Tarantino?
He was going to do it in Yellowface.
Nice.
He's like, finally, I can say the N-word, and it would make more sense.
As long as it's followed with, get out of my store.
Well, Rob Schneider did fucking full Yellowface. Eddie
but
Murphy.
But he's like Filipino.
And,
well, there was also like... Mike Myers.
The Mexicans of Asians.
Oh, yeah. SNL used to do the Japanese game show.
Yeah.
South Mike Park had the Asian guy, and that was like the funniest episode.
Yeah.
That was like my favorite one.
Well, look,
goddamn Mongolians.
Times are changing, okay? We can't make fun of Asians anymore. So let's try and figure out what race we can make fun of now.
I think Italians.
That doesn't count, dude.
No, Italians aren't white.
No, they don't count as people.
Oh, you're right.
People.
I'm sorry.
I'm talking about like human species race.
Yeah.
You got to figure what's the next
opposable
one?
Thumbs, thoughts.
Yeah.
I think
move
Indians.
Out of their mothers eventually.
Yeah, not apes pawing at the monolith.
Don't just make vowel sounds all the time.
Yeah.
Oh!
The Italian caveman. He creates fart. He's like, oh!
It's the beginning of 2001, but it's just a giant sandwich.
Gabagool!
Oh, the fuck is this?
It cuts to a monkey sit down. He's like, I want him whacked. I want him gone.
There's this baby in space. We gotta take care of him.
Just a slow shot of a tracksuit zipping up.
I believe I can't fucking do that, Dave.
Whatever. Bring it up. I want to see Dave's apology. Hi, everyone. Is it Dav? Dav? Dave. Dav. Dav Pikey. About 10 years ago, I created a book about a group of friends who saved the world using kung fu and the principles found in Chinese philosophy. The Adventures of Ook and Gluck.
This is so ridiculous.
Kung
this
Fu
is
Cavemen
so
from the Future was intended to showcase diversity, equality, and nonviolent conflict resolution. But this week, it was brought to my attention that this book also contains harmful racial stereotypes and passively racist imagery. This week, you figured out not to draw Asian people with lines for eyes? I wanted to take this opportunity to publicly apologize for this. It was and is wrong. You should have put Wong. And harmful to my Asian readers, friends, and family, and to all Asian people.
In conclusion, me so sorry. And me love you long time.
Later, someone put pee-pee in Mr. Pike's coat. My publisher, Scholastic, has stepped forward to share my responsibility together with ceasing all further publication of book and actively working to remove existing copies from retail and library shelves. I hope to you, my readers, will forgive me and learn from my mistake that even unintentional and passive stereotypes and racism is harmful to everyone. I apologize, and I pledge to do better. Isn't one of those cavemen a black guy with an afro and mutton chops?
But that's science.
That's fine.
Yeah. I remember, dude.
Science. Yeah, I think Joe's referring to the shape of his skull.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess underpants, Captain Underpants got dirty, and now they need to take it to wash and fold.
Cash
only. Sorry, guys. Two Wongs don't make a word.
But this was a...
Did you guys have like crazy old timey books in your library growing up in high school?
Clifford.
What do you mean old timey? Like
we had books like, so, like you know, My Friend the Negro.
Oh no, I don't think we.
I'm a little older than you guys,
and I'm from the Bay Area. So they're at the front of PC culture. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I went to high school in Half Moon Bay. And that was they were super PC.
Damn, we went to high school really close to each like 20 minutes away. That's crazy.
We had
you know what they say about Half Moon Bay?
What?
Full of ooks and gorks.
We had a
Moonface Bay. I mean, how ridiculous is it? Like, I feel like the culture, like everything's sanitized now, so they have to get to like fucking stupid kids, but like they could have just pulled this. Why does they have to make a statement about it? You know what I mean?
It's like, oh yeah, we don't sell that one anymore.
Exactly.
It's for the clout.
Yeah, right. He's trying to sell more fucking copies. All these like kids, like
he has to
and also
that.
It's like fucking Captain. It's like who's taking that shit serious? Like, I'm sorry, fucking silly bean time when we use
That's
the N word. You know, it's
like silly bean time is very damaging to the Mexican people.
Yeah. And then the Mexicans rally to save silly bean time.
We like it actually.
Yeah.
Did you guys have Moonies?
No, it's that.
That might be a regional specific
Moonies?
Thing. There was like a Reverend Moon who had like a weird, like, I don't know if it was a cult or like it was a church that growing up, and there would be Asian people selling flowers on the side of the road, and they were called Moonies.
Oh, wow.
Is that new? Shannon, did you have Moonies?
No, but it did come up as soon as I Googled it.
Tell me what it says about Moonies.
Okay, so it does come up as a
church. I'm so glad I didn't make that up. Or it wasn't. Yeah. I'm so glad that wasn't a my dad specific writing. Yeah, that
that's just how
the
Chinese
radio.
People say money.
It sounds like a slur, yeah.
I have a old ticket story about that real quick. But Shannon, please tell us about Moonies.
Okay, hold on one second. Street corner pedal pusher dips into a well. I may have to skim through this to get.
Yeah, skim through it real quick.
Yeah.
When I used to sell tickets for CBs, it was my first job in comedy. Mm. We used to, because people would sell fake tickets, so I would have all my guys write their name on the back of the ticket so I knew exactly who sold them in case they lied about the drink minimum or anything like that. So this Asian couple comes up to me, and they're furious. They're too fast, too furious.
Tokyo Drift. Tokyo. Yeah.
And this guy's, and he's got the exact accent, so I'm just going to do it. Mm. I buy my ticket for you. Not ticket, not good. I want, no. He's screaming at me. I'm like, all right, man, who did you buy your ticket from? Because I'll let's fix this right now. He goes, I buy my ticket from a moron. And I went, what? Goes, I buy my ticket from some moron. I'm like, all right, yeah, man, but let's get to the bottom of it. I got my team here. Who sold you the ticket? He goes, I buy my ticket from a moron. I take his ticket. Malone. Shannon, did you get to the bottom of the Moonies?
Yeah. So the Mooney is a colloquial term for them, and it's the Unification Church is what they're actually a part of.
Mm. Okay.
So it says they've been called a dangerous cult. Their beliefs have been criticized by both Jewish and Christian scholars.
Oh, boy.
They've been criticized.
So the right ones.
Yeah.
They've been criticized for their involvement in politics, which include anti-communism and support for Korean unification.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They also, I guess they've also involved in business, educational, political, and other types of organizations.
All right. Thank you. So we got to the bottom. One of my happiest childhood memories, there used to be these Moonies would sell flowers on the side of the road and going to North Bergen to see my grandparents. And I remember a guy rolls down his window right in front of us and goes, can I smell them? And he sticks his head out the window and just ate one of the flowers, closed his window and drove away while this guy screamed at him and chased his truck.
Banjo music plays.
He ate the whole flower in one bite.
Why would you eat a flower? How you gonna eat a flower?
Man, how you gonna eat a flower?
Man, that's for seeing and smelling, not for eating. I don't need all five of my damn senses on this flower.
Rose by any other name. God damn.
How you gonna eat a flower?
You best believe that one, the rose, motherfucker, be picking thorns out of his motherfucking teeth.
The only rose bud I eat is my lady's butthole. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Made it weird at the end, but you know what?
Wow, Robbie. Well,
that's for the people at home. People at home know what I mean.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
I feel like that's accurate, though. Don't Def Jam comics love talking about eating ass?
I love Pokemon. Yeah. You got to every episode, nigga.
They love Pokemon.
Why do you need guests to soundboard all the time?
I can play that clip of Donald Duck calling Daffy the N-word every day.
Donald J. Duck.
All right, let's move on.
Oh, we did have... You okay. Reminded me, we did have a really old medical textbook in my middle school. It was called How to Remove a Slave's Teeth.
I don't know if that's a joke because of your accent.
No, I'm fucking around. I thought about that. It didn't. You want to hit me with like a bomb? You have a bomb?
Wait, tell that joke again. Tell it again. Say it again.
It was called How to Remove. We had help, folks. I kind of.
All right, I think Dalton. I believe in Dalton. I think he's going to sell it this time.
He's on fire. Let me, because I believed in that, and you know what? It turns out it was a bad joke.
It's all right. No, try it again. Let's try it again.
Yeah. Folks, I'm. Is everybody drinking tonight?
Dalton.
Anyway, a little bit about myself. I'm racist, and
I'm half racist and half white.
I have more of a fucking right to talk about this than you do.
Let's move on. Hey, we got more laughs out of that.
Seriously, say it one more time.
Yeah, do it again, Dalton.
Let's do it, dude.
I actually missed it the first time.
All right, here we go. Hey, you know, we had a really old... I grew up down south.
We got one more comic for you.
Oh, hey, everybody, be sure to tip your waitstaff. All right, anyway, I grew up down south, and we had a really old textbook in our middle school. It was a medical textbook. It was called How to Remove a Slave's Teeth.
What'd you get at a curb sale? I'm giving it to myself.
Oh, man.
Rape, rape!
Hell yeah.
Rape, rape! Rape, rape on the first fucking date!
Damn. We do wish DMX a speedy recovery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
American History DMX.
Who'd have thought that roller coaster was about to come down? So I think it's DMX, and I'm so, if I might be wrong, was DMX on one of the old, like, VH1 couples counseling shows because it's my favorite start to a reality show about couples ever, where he's getting accused of cheating and he yells in his chick's face, "I love pussy. You know that since day one." So every relationship I've ever been in since then, I start with, I say, "I loves pussy."
So on day one, you keep going back to it.
So if I get caught, it's just, "Hey, listen, I loves pussy. You know that since day one." All right. Georgia man receives final paycheck in the form of 91,515 pennies covered in grease with a fuck you note attached.
Ah, yes, nice. The Jewish paycheck.
Yeah, Woody Allen's at it again.
So let's, we got a story, Shannon?
Yeah, so he quit and then he kept reaching back out to his employer.
What was the job?
Mechanic. I'll find out exactly what it was. I believe it was a mechanic. And so he quit to move on to another job and he kept harassing his old employer, who was kind of a dick anyway, to get his last paycheck, which was $915, and then he got a lawyer involved. So finally, he delivered 91,515 pennies, all rubbed in grease. So like he had a bunch of people help him do it.
That wasn't on purpose. They had an Italian guy deliver it.
I'm so sorry.
The coins, they're a little slippery.
Oh no! He like puts all the coins in the air like a pizza pie.
No, he got hit and all the coins flew.
Like Mario.
Not Sonic, and oh, I fucked up the joke. Fuck. Shannon, go ahead.
Yeah, so it weighs about 504 pounds. He keeps the pennies.
About me.
He keeps the pennies in a wheelbarrow and has been spending his time cleaning it and then rolling them so that he can actually do something with it.
This guy really needed $915.
Yeah. That's a fun segment you could do on the show, though, is fill a wheelbarrow up with pennies and see how much it weighs compared to Zach.
If I'm worth my weight in pennies on the show.
Yeah, if you weigh as much or more than a wheelbarrow full of pennies. And you can keep the pennies, Zach.
It's tempting, but the idea of getting it out of here...
Do you know how many wheelbarrow segments Dalton keeps pitching our show?
Dude, I just love wheelbarrows. You know how like
because he's used to carrying the show.
Yeah.
Some autistic people like trains. Some like sirens. I'm a wheelbarrow guy.
Yeah, that's Southern autistic people love wheelbarrows.
I'm just a simple autistic.
I'm a
man.
Simple country autist.
I'm a simple country autistic.
Your
man.
Honor.
Your Honor. If loving trains is wrong.
Your Honor, I'm sorry. I can't look you in the eye, all right? Please don't hold me.
The hedgehog. All
right.
Oh, just one more thing. So when they tried to reach out to the boss to confirm whether he actually did this or not, and he said, I don't know if I did that or not. I don't really remember. It doesn't matter. He got paid. That's all that matters. He's a fucking weenie for even bringing it up. So he did it.
That is pretty baller in your official statement to call a guy a fucking weenie.
Yeah, that's like, weenie seems so much like more wholesome than fuck it.
What word doesn't belong in this statement?
Yeah. He's a fucking duty head.
I like it. All right. Sesame Street introduces two black Muppets to talk to kids about black social issues.
Oh, man.
So is this the meme that's going around where Elmo's like, what if Elmo's singing his favorite song? Can he say it then?
Thank God Mr. Hooper's not alive to see the neighborhood deteriorate like this.
Here's what they look like. And it's...
are they gay, too?
No, it's his father and son.
He's just never seen a black father and son together before.
Wow, this really must be fiction.
Okay, so bring it up. What do we got here? Do we got names?
So the son is Wesley Walker and the father is Elijah Walker.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Mm.
I don't know if this is a clip of that or something else. It just says explaining race.
Yeah, let's see that.
Well, kids, some people... Yep.
Uh-oh.
We're not all born equal, I would say.
A full day weather forecast of sunny skies and smiles.
Get them out of here!
Then we stop for a moment to enjoy the colorful leaves.
Oh, look, Elmo, the leaves are falling.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
This leaf is red like Elmo's fur.
And this one's like it on the ground.
Oh, and this lamb feels like your hair.
Elmo has a question.
I didn't realize they were actually going to do brown like your skin, Joe. That's crazy.
Wilson's skin is brown.
Oh, I know why, Elmo. God hates me.
If someone asked a question, they'd be like, oh, I know. Here's why. That's right. That's not how they would react.
Pardon me, Elmo, was it? Melanin, oh, what the fuck are you?
Elmo, you have a few more questions to answer before us.
We ain't never seen nothing like you before, and we is scared.
Are you a fucking burn victim?
That is the test that the monster walks out of. What the fuck's up with you guys?
Bring it back.
Outside of our bodies, the skin color that it is, it also gives us our
oh, bring it back?
And our hair color. Outside our body.
Well,
melanin is something that we each have inside our bodies that make the outside of our bodies the skin color that it is.
Nice. And when we're out, we eat more watermelon.
And our hair color.
We deep fry a lot of stuff that looks just like you, Elmo.
Right, exactly, Elmo.
Dude, imagine if Elmo did a magic trick for him right now. Holy shit.
They have to have the Kermit arms, and they just run around in a circle.
You just see a pair of hands, and then the Muppets actually leave.
Oh, shit! How come there's no more Arizona iced teas in Sesame Street?
Why are we different colors? Like, why is Mr. Elijah's skin a darker brown than Russell's skin?
Because I gotta be a good light-skinned woman.
Well, it's because the more melanin you have, the darker your skin looks. The color of our skin is an important
part of Sesame Street explains race science.
Yeah.
How come 10% of the crime is done by 90%?
Yeah, so I hear despite being 13% of the population, you're responsible for 51% of the crime.
Elmo loves compound media.
But we should all know that it's okay that we all look different in so very many ways.
Oh, well, Elmo's fur is red and soft.
Oh, and my hair is black and curly.
Can Elmo touch?
Things on the outside?
No.
Like your skin color.
Nappy-headed holes right there.
Hair texture. Our noses.
Emma what used to be voiced by a black guy, right?
Yeah, and then he raped a child.
Kevin Nash.
What a faux pas.
No, what was his name?
Okay.
Kevin Clash.
So, Elmo guy, there was a huge, Being Elmo was like a huge documentary, and as it was just about done, it came out that he was going into like, it was devious. He would go into like, things where kids would call for help with their homework. And that's how he, I think, met teenage boys.
Oh, no.
At Sylvan Learning Center, I'm going to fuck your son.
I mean, that was like a middle school joke coming through, coming true. Like, Elmo's a pedophile, like, you know?
First of all, let's be fair. Habophile, it was teenagers.
True, true.
It's not like he was doing the Elmo voice to lure them in.
Mm.
I think it's a phoebophile. You said hebophile, which is being attracted to Jewish teenagers.
So which one am I, Woody Allen?
Yeah.
He's all of them. Check, check, check.
Shannon?
Do you want to see the trailer to that documentary?
Of course.
Ooh.
I actually want to finish the Elmo thing. I want to finish the other thing first.
That's what Dalton's going to order after the show.
Shut
the submarine
up.
Deluxe.
No.
Race. But even though we look different, we're all part of the human race.
Not Elmo.
Yeah, no.
You're a monster.
I'm actually a monster. I'm a freak of nature in defiance of God's will.
What do you two see?
Elmo sees leaves that are all different colors.
And the different colors look really cool together.
Yes. Those leaves came from one amazing tree. Standing strong, its branches like...
Why do some of the leaves hang off the tree?
With leaves of many different colors, side by side, swaying together in the breeze.
Oh, like this?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Didn't expect my joke to go that far.
Come together, we stand strong, like this tree.
Yeah. Oh, look, Elmo. Huh? This leaf looks just like us. Two colors, side by side.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful together.
Now give me your fucking wallet, Elmo. Show me the wallet. Nobody gets hurt, Elmo. All right, yeah. Show us the Being Elmo trailer. Because this was like a like hit of the year. Mm. People were like really into this.
I remember it got like great reviews when it came out.
9 years old, it was just a dream that I had. Wow, I wish that I could work with the Muppets.
Wow.
What a lame dream.
This is Kevin Clash from Sesame Street.
Yeah, get a better dream.
I wanted to ride Snuffle up a kiss.
Oh, weird. Oh, no, no.
Oh, it's even better, because like this, yeah, this is, look how fun it was. Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Kids went out and built their own puppets. He was in high school.
He had guys that would pick on him, said he was playing with dogs.
He faced a lot of opposition, but he just stuck with his dream. Uh-oh.
If I could have climbed on the set of Sesame Street, Joe, I would have tried. And this thought, is, who's creating
I love that. This is even there. Better in
My
retrospect.
Right.
Now.
And I'm this is like, I love you, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the writing was on the wall.
Yeah.
I would like to be.
He jumped from high school right to New York.
Richard Hunt was totally fed up with his character. Tossed him in Kevin's lap.
What am I going to do with him?
I always thought that Elmo took away from Grover's. Wow.
And then
they're kind of similar.
Yeah, Grover was way fucking cooler. Grover never raped no one. This Elmo. See, that, like, Elmo got too big for his
that's
fucking
thing is star power let him become a predator.
Honestly, yeah. They should have never given Elmo his segment. Those kids would still be intact.
What they let him it was like, hey, tickle me. And then everyone did. And he's like, all right, what else can I get away with? You know?
Jim Henson set a really high bar for puppeteers by not being a pedophile. Because it's like
Mr. Rogers and Children Entertainment, too.
Yeah, it's like, if your like dream is to be a puppeteer for like Sesame Street's like, all right, that's kind of weird. That's kind of...
Yeah.
You know where I would like to be? On a lowered platform underneath children.
Right.
While I control something that they talk to that distracts them.
Right.
Jim Henson was pure of heart. He was a pure soul. He had no interest.
Well, he had adult entertainment outlets like Fraggle Rock Labyrinth and stuff. Yeah. So, but the people who just get into the children's puppeteers,
now, when you,
sus.
By the way you say adult entertainment outlet... It really sounds like a porn star.
Yeah, I really was like, I didn't know Jim Henson did porn.
Yeah, the Jim Henson
sex parties.
How funny
would that be?
Fraggle Cock.
Hey! All right, I tried. Let's finish the two old men fucking each other in the balcony. Yeah.
It's all fisted.
Can we finish that trailer? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of fisting.
Oh,
Jesus.
Everybody wanted Elmo, 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 Elmo.
I started traveling so much. I'd be in Japan.
In Japan, they call him Armo.
Needed to be an additional performer. And Kevin Armo. Was like, no, I can do it. Armo.
That's when I knew that this was bigger than me.
Oh, no.
That is true and good and meaningful. Soul of the puppeteer that you're seeing.
The thing that people
wasn't
love
like
about
Big Bird
him
also had some problems,
that.
Too.
I attribute that
no,
to Kevin
Big Bird was
because of his embodiment
yeah.
of his
yeah.
character.
By the way, I definitely
really
fucked up that story. So he was calling, like, sex hotlines, because this was before the internet.
As Elmo?
No, I think he was calling, like, looking to hook up with dudes. So it wasn't like he was using Being Elmo to hook up. He was just on, like, chat lines that were for teenage boy, older man relationships. Which, by the way, when you talk to most older gay guys, that was a pretty regular thing.
Well, it's a disgusting culture.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you think about it, if that's just what gay people are like, then
well,
maybe,
good news, bad news.
Well, that's what
I want them to adopt.
Is that
for
Milo
sure.
Yiannopoulos said too? Like, it was just like, it's just like commonplace.
Yeah, it's like initiation.
What else did he say?
I'm
racist, baby. Yeah, I'm straight now. Wait a tick, I'm straight now.
I can't believe I was. I like jubblies now, baby.
Yeah,
but you gotta have my. I've lost me Mein Kampf.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Richard Spencer.
Bring that back up. So good news, bad news.
Uh-oh.
Three lawsuits alleging sex abuse by Kevin Clash, the puppeteer who gave Sesame Street's Elmo his voice, were dismissed by a judge. Oh, good. He must have not done it. Who ruled the accusers waited too long to sue.
Ooh.
Shit.
You snooze, you lose.
Clash, who was suspended and later resigned from the Sesame Street after the first allegation surfaced in November, can go about the business of reclaiming his personal life and his professional standing, his lawyer told CNN Monday. The lawyer who filed the lawsuits vowed to appeal the decision and continue the fight to be a voice for victims. A clerk with Manhattan District Court confirmed that three lawsuits filed against Clash were dismissed on grounds that the statute of limitations had run out. Sesame Street had no immediate comment on the
They map. Send out a Big Bird in like a very serious press conference. Like, we had no idea. Elmo was always very professional on set.
They have Kermit the Frog interview Elmo leaving the courtroom. Yeah. I just need a moment of your time.
This apology was brought to you
by the letter R.
The allegations drop and he's just like flailing around.
All of Sesame Street's there waiting for the judge to rule. The heart of Sesame Street.
Miss Piggy's like, I don't know what the big deal is.
1, 2, 3 terabytes of child pornography.
4, 5, 6 year olds.
Shannon, bring it back up. Sheldon Stevens, now 24, was the first to publicly claim, well, he's got a silly name, Sheldon Stevens. That just sounds like a nerd you rape. Now 24 was the first to publicly claim he had a sexual relationship with Clash as a teen. Stevens called it an adult consensual relationship in November 2012, but filed a lawsuit in March 2013 alleging Clash threw a crystal meth sex party for him in 2004 when he was 16.
Okay. That's a weird way of saying thank you.
Free drugs? A party?
I want to sue you for being an incredible boyfriend.
Yeah, it sounds like Sheldon Stevens had a good time.
Yeah, Who knew Elmo birthday parties got better and better as you got older?
Yeah.
If I was 16 and some famous older woman threw me a crystal meth sex party, I'd be like, I'm suing you for contempt of being awesome.
Yeah, when I had an Elmo at my birthday, he just threw up in his suit. It sounds like this Elmo is pretty fucking chill.
Yeah.
He's giving you crystal meth and sodomizing you.
Wow, he's a lot like the Times Square Elmo. Yeah.
Anything else funny in that article?
The whole thing.
I am a gay man.
Yeah,
I choose now to live my life as a gay man.
Elmo, it turns out Kevin Clash has three penises, but two of them don't work.
I am a gay man, Clash 52 said in a statement in November. I have never been ashamed of this or tried to hide it, but felt it was a personal and private matter. To which everyone he grew up with said, no fucking shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah. It's like Pee Wee Herman. You can't have any sexuality whatsoever if you work in kids' entertainment.
Pee Wee got fucked, though. That was just, like, what, he was just masturbating in a theater?
That was an adult theater thing. It wasn't like he was like at Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah,
he was at a porn.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do in there?
It was a thing because
that was Pee Wee's actual Big Adventure. He's jerking off in that theater.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they haven't made a movie about that.
Yeah,
The Fall of Paul Rubens.
I think the Safdie brothers are making a documentary.
That's really gonna be great.
Jerking off where you're not.
This is how I come.
Yeah. Like, jerking off in, like, public places makes it so much easier to come because the thrill of beating off where you're not supposed
to. But is that a place you're not supposed to come? A porn theater?
I think
you're
actually not supposed to.
No, it was a hit job.
I think you're supposed to lock it in and then run home and beat off.
Yeah.
That's nuts, dude.
I don't make the rules.
We're all grown-ups here. Yeah. We all know that a porn theater is a place creepy men masturbate.
Yeah. Right. Or take a date.
Well, I think you're technically right not supposed to beat off.
Yeah, like a taxi.
Yeah.
or you take a 15-year-old Sharon Stone there.
Yeah.
I think with a porn theater, you're like technically not supposed to beat off, but it's they don't know.
Yeah, in a regular theater, you're not supposed to sneak in candy.
Yeah,
or beat off, but I still do it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying
how else am I supposed to love the films of Terrence Malick? Show my appreciation for cinematography.
That technicality, the fact that it's technically illegal, gives you the thrill that you need to make beating off in a porn theater that much more exciting.
Yeah, it feels like entrapment, though. Like, don't push this red button. You know what I mean? Like,
or you'll come.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever beaten off while you were driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's
what?
I don't have my license.
It's a thrill, man. I've done it a few times.
You beat it off while you're driving?
Over the pants because I was so
horny.
I was so horny and so thrilled to be beating off in my car. I was able to come over the pants. Yeah. Just a dry tug on myself.
I have a friend who's been in 2 car accidents from masturbating while driving.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's amateur.
Can you imagine a cop pulling you over and just have a pants full of cum?
Dalton, just put a vibrating egg in your ass and go on the freeway.
He'll try to eat it.
That's easier.
He'll try to make it over easy.
Just drive around with a vibrating egg in your asshole and you don't have to worry about anything.
No, dude. I just put some porn on the stereo.
Audiobooks? An audiobook?
No, I play the audio from a porno, keep my eyes on the road.
You read put 50 Shades of Grey on audiobook?
No, that's not even hot.
It's for women.
It's for girls,
it's
yeah.
It's fine. If you're invested in the storyline.
Bondage, it's probably hot.
Yeah.
I've never read it.
I just listen to two people have sex, and then I jerk off my little penis while I'm driving.
All three of them?
Yeah, and then I come in my britches, and I'm like, why did I do this? Yeah. I have to go somewhere.
Oh, man, I still got 20 more miles.
Yeah.
Oh, my britches.
What Sirius XM station are you listening to?
The Bonfire.
That has the porn on it?
Oh, it's Soder so good at impressions, man.
Yeah.
Well, that was projecting.
I don't get it.
Irish, have you ever masturbated while driving?
Yeah, I've tried it out.
How does it go? Was it like a thrill or was it too dangerous?
It was too
hard. I feel like I would be distracted.
Yeah, it was too hard to focus. It was like getting blown or playing video games. It's like I can't really commit to one or the other enough for it to be worthwhile.
Okay. That's what makes it sick.
Shannon? You take the bus here.
Answer the question.
Are there any Indians on that bus?
Because then you're coming whether you want to or not.
Yeah.
I also don't drive, so I can't really answer this question.
Hmm.
All right. Well, it's a thrill that we will further discuss. I want to end on this story. OBGYNs reveal the craziest things they've heard from patients.
Ooh.
Shannon, while you're bringing that up, does anybody know a girl with a crazy found inside my pussy story?
No, I don't.
This one chick had a fucking baby in her. What a dumb bitch.
Yeah. It was Joe's mom.
Yeah.
My mom has the craziest story. She found me in her vagina.
My aunt growing up had a friend. Like, I think I was too young to know that my aunt's friend was gross. But I always was like, oh, the lady whose house smells dirty.
Mm.
And I found out later that lady went to the gynecologist. Well, first, this is the first. I remember being a kid. And we went to the flea market, and this lady bought condoms at the flea market from the dollar bin.
Ugh.
Like multi-packs. And even as a kid, I don't think I even knew what condoms were yet. And I was like, this bitch is gross. And she went to the doctor because she had something going on with her pussy and she couldn't figure out. Like something gross was in her puss. And it was, she forgot a tampon in it for a month.
Ew.
Oh.
And how do you forget?
She was like getting toxic shock syndrome or something.
Oh, my God.
Shannon, how difficult would it be for you to forget you have a tampon in and just put another one in?
Ugh.
I mean, I'm a pretty forgetful person, and I've never done that. I just think you're pretty aware of it being there.
Shannon, how cavernous is your pussy?
I mean, it doesn't. Can you lose
a tampon in it easily?
No. I mean, while I'm often called a whore, I haven't had sex in 3 years, so nothing's getting lost.
Ooh,
in there.
Christian girl. Yeah. Okay.
Dalton wants to go spelunking.
Do you want to go to church together?
Wow, she could not have looked away faster, Dalton.
I
looked over there and she was like staring at the ceiling.
I'm not an attractive person.
Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
I love that movie because it's so
damn rich cunt. I kill rich cunts.
Now show them MTV.
Imagine having like a wad of toilet paper up your ass you forgot about it for a month.
Yeah,
because would that be similar or am I wrong? Because I guess you don't shit out your pussy.
Well, there's a string.
You don't.
Right. There is a string that hangs out.
Yes. Yeah.
So that, I mean, you've got to really be paying no attention to your, like, personal hygiene to let this go for so long.
Oh, my God. Pussies are so gross.
Yeah.
It's like you just always have, like, cotton and strings. Ew. We put nothing inside of our penises.
Oh, I know.
Unless it's sexual.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, you can put, like,
Well, Zach did.
What would you guys put in your pussy if you had one?
One
cock. I would get fucked by a midget.
It would be fun to get fucked.
Yeah, dude.
You can.
Yeah, Robbie.
Robbie.
Wait a tick. That means I'm gay again.
Yeah, Robbie. You don't need a pussy to get fucked. I'll fuck you right now, man.
Yeah,
wait a
dude.
Minute. You're telling me I can get fucked.
You can get on your back if you want. If you want to make it romantic.
Yeah, dude.
Well, yeah.
This sounds great.
You can get fucked.
Why don't
missionary.
We all do that then?
That's where your prostate is, and it will stimulate, and you'll come.
You'll come really hard.
Yeah. You don't even have to be driving.
You guys are selling me on this.
Robbie, you should try having sex with a man.
Everyone just gangbangs Robbie.
Or you could get pegged by a woman.
That sounds good.
Would you like to get sodomized by a woman?
Yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do it.
Shannon?
Shannon?
Thank you.
She's just gone. She's just her chair's swiveling
empty. Yeah, because she's going to get the strap on.
Yeah, that's true.
What if Shannon fucked you in the ass so hard it knocked new impressions out?
Are you thought you fucking with me?
Stretch a little bit more.
Yo, come on. Just put it in there.
All right, so Shannon, let's hear some of these weirdest things OBGYNs have heard from patients.
Okay, the first one, my mom was a general practitioner. She once had a 15-year-old girl come in who had a pregnancy test show positive, but was adamant that she couldn't be pregnant. My mom confirmed the pregnancy, but the girl still refused to believe it was true. She went on to explain to my mom it was impossible for her to get pregnant because her boyfriend had told her if she laid completely still during sex, then she wasn't sexually active and couldn't get pregnant. Mm-hmm.
So hell yeah.
Yeah.
The wildest thing Zach, was a baby.
Zach, can you hit that real ass dude drop? There we go.
He's a real lifesaver. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real lifesaver.
Oh, yeah.
Are you and your girlfriend sexually active? Nah, that bitch just lays there.
Yeah. The girlfriend was, the girl was 15. The boyfriend was 42.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know?
That seems like a good estimate. You got to be a little. You got to be a little. You got to be around the pond a couple of
you
times.
You said that with such confidence, I believed it. And Shannon gave us none of their ages.
I just feel that way, dude. Like a child can't fucking convince another child to lay perfectly still during intercourse, but an adult can.
Now, women are dumb well into their adult years, so you could easily convince, like probably like.
So a 15-year-old was smart enough to know not to stand to lay perfectly still.
No, I'm saying.
I think yes, with the correct education. Any 15-year-old girl should be smart enough to know that that's not how that works. Mm. So this has to be what I would assume is a very stupid person or a person from a part of the country or part of the world where they do not have sex education.
No matter what, the guy rocks. He knows.
Oh, the guy's
up.
A thinker.
Yeah.
I remember when we did sex ed, they were explaining how girls get pregnant. And a Spanish chick raised her hand and said, what if I swallow the cum? Can I get pregnant through that way?
Can't
you? And a teacher and the teacher had to explain no.
After like patting down their brow.
What if you swallowed cum and you like wiped it off your lips and you didn't wash your hand and then later you like touched your pussy? Could you
Shannon, what's sperm has like a really short shelf life outside of orifices.
How long does sperm keep?
I think at least an hour.
Well,
no.
While Joey looks this up, there was a story that I read about a woman who was a virgin who had given a guy a blowjob and then gotten stabbed in the stomach.
Oh.
And it just happened to get the sperm into her area and she got pregnant.
She got her guts mixed
Whoa.
Up.
Was that a real story?
It was a real story. It was in like Africa or something like that that it happened. I'll look for it in 1 second.
You notice how it said African all was like,
I think she was stabbed and then raped.
It was it lasts 15 to 30 minutes in the right conditions.
Okay, but so that's assuming it's like probably kept cold or something. What do we got here, Irish?
Hold on, sorry. 15 to 30
minutes.
Oh, I was eating an expired sperm.
Can you zoom in on that a little, please? In a hot tub or bath, sperm can only live for a few seconds to a few minutes. If sperm is frozen in the right conditions, it could live indefinitely. The first girl that ever blew me, I came in a mug and she put it in her friend's freezer. And I was terrified for months that she was going to try and get herself pregnant with it.
And you were right to fear.
And she's going to have a baby this year.
Oh, wow. Is it yours?
I just saw the announcement. No, I don't think
so. It could still be. I mean, it might still be there, dude.
No, I don't know.
Can
I mean, definitely.
Why did she do that?
Because she was crazy enough to blow me.
Yeah, Zach's like,
this isn't a sign of mental health. And all that girl's friends are dead now.
Oh, wow.
The last one, yeah. I think she's the last one in her social circle who's alive. And they were 2 years younger than me.
Damn.
Whoa. Some real winners
well,
in the Zach and Miko hit docs.
Have your sperm frozen?
No, just her. Oh, she had a mug of it.
That's keeping her alive.
Yeah, that might be like, it might be keeping the evil spirits away. Yeah.
Oh, it's like the rose in Beauty and the Beast.
Exactly. as long as the sperm is alive, and that's why she froze it, to keep it safe.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, what else we got?
This chick's a genius.
Okay. One dad asked for his wife to have a C-section, quote, so her vagina wouldn't be ruined. Another dad asked for her to be...
Hit the drop again. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel
he's real. He's a real ass dude. I feel like that's going to... Yeah. This is going to apply to like every dude in the situations in these. If like it ends up with the woman like ending up in the situation.
Yeah. Hey, could you put a giant scar across her instead? That might actually help me.
Yeah.
Shannon?
It said another dad asked one of our OBs for an extra stitch during his wife's repair after surgery.
That's called the daddy stitch.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. That's a real thing. When they stitch girls' pussies back up, sometimes they used to ask the dad, do you want an extra stitch so that we can make your wife's pussy tighter?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm dead
dudes
fucking serious.
Dudes fucking rock.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He's got bad
attitude. One might feel he's ready. He's a real ass dude. Yeah, dude. This list should be called the coolest dude ever.
That extra stitch is like when they have an onion ring in your fucking fries. You know,
yeah,
just
yeah.
A little extra treat.
That's
for
the curly
you.
Fry.
Am I wrong? Yeah. That is called the daddy stitch, right? Irish, do you have it?
It's the husband stitch.
The husband stitch.
Well, husband, daddy, it's all the same.
The husband stitch isn't just a horrifying
liberal media.
Yeah.
Look how ashamed she is that she has a tight pussy again.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm hot. Liberal Jew media.
Yeah.
When repairing
extra stitch for daddy,
from birth, some providers put an extra stitch for daddy with painful consequences for women.
Oh, yeah,
an
extra stitch.
Oh, being a guy rules.
Yeah, dude.
It's like
Lewis is going to come back. He's like, why is the real ass dude button all worn out? what kind of show are you having?
Sorry, Lewis. We introduced a new segment, The Coolest Guys of All Time.
Dude, being a guy is the best.
It's great. Dude, you can be over 30.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the fact that Zach can look how he looks and get pussy, just proof that guys are awesome.
Women are amazing.
The fact that any of the people in this room were able to talk about a sexual experience they had shows how much we truly rock.
Buddy, I almost wasn't able to, so
oh, yeah, that's right.
I skated by.
All right. Yeah. Don got in on a technicality.
right under the wire.
I got a participation trophy.
Yeah.
We did it. Winning's winning.
Don do the thing where, like, the door's coming down and he slides right through.
Yeah.
You got him to pussy the same way Aunt Becky's daughter got into college.
Oh, yeah. He got paid off.
And
his mom helped him out.
Committed a crime.
My mom loves me. She helped me get pussy.
She gave you the daddy stitch.
Yeah.
Wait, can you bring the Irish? Can you bring your article back again? That was. I want to read a little more about that.
Yeah. Yo, can I get a stitch for my ass?
Can you make my ass tight?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and add in another stitch so we can make sure this is nice and tight. Sarah Hawkins' family doctor said to her husband moments after she had given birth to her daughter in 2005.
Whoa.
Wow, that's pretty recent.
I was so out of it physically, emotionally, and mentally. The doctor said it to him, not to me. I was just lying there like a lump with a loose pussy, remembers Harkins, a New Orleans-based Della and lactation counselor.
Is that what the song is about? The presidency of the United States of America?
Lump sat alone with a stitch in her cunt. Following a traumatic induction of labor, an epidural placed too late for relief, and a forceful extraction of her baby, that was just... they're just bitching and moaning about childbirth there.
Yeah.
Harkins was horrified to realize that the family doctor she'd carefully chosen to attend her birth was giving her a husband stitch.
Oh, geez.
A husband stitch or daddy stitch is an extra stitch given during the repair process after a vaginal birth, supposedly to tighten the vagina for increased pleasure of a male sexual partner.
Yes. Who's not going to want, the relationship is dead after that fucking baby comes out. You got to do something.
Yeah, if you can't get new pussy.
They're also repairing the relationship.
Yeah. They need to tighten that bridge too.
Yeah.
I'm saying, dude, I'm not going to go out and get a new TV, but a refurbished one is nice.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I bought this pussy like new. It's just as good. Yeah.
The idea of the husband stitch has gained some recent attention following the publication of Carmen Maria Machado's story, The Husband Stitch, and the responses to it. Is it a myth, a hurtful joke, an urban legend? A combination of hearsay, misunderstanding, and chauvinist attitudes? To some, the very idea of a husband stitch is a silly notion, not at all based in the reality of care. But the practice is very real.
Yeah.
So there's no study to show how many women have been affected, nor is there a clear method for evaluating how prevalent the husband stitch truly is in obstetrics, but women share their stories and anecdotes whispered as warning.
Ooh, be careful. Your husband might want to fuck you after having a baby. Be careful. Ooh.
Ooh, you're hot now. How do they call it a daddy stitch now and not a pop smear?
Hey, slam dunk, Robbie.
Thank you.
That was good.
Angela Sanford, a 36-year-old mother from South Carolina.
Yeah, you're going to need a full fucking daddy surgery for that.
You're going to need a daddy zipper. Received a husband stitch when she gave birth to her first child in 2008. She didn't find out until 5 years later after years of excruciating pain during sex. At an appointment for a pap smear with a nurse midwife she'd never seen before, Sanford said the first question the midwife asked her during the exam was, "Who stitched you up after your first birth?" I explained. She said, "That's not right. I just started crying." Blah, 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 blah.
Do women have, like, no awareness of their own bodies that this dumb bitch had no idea that her pussy had been stitched? She deserved it, honestly. If you wake up from that surgery and you don't notice that your pussy is, like, stitched up differently, then, yeah, you deserve the daddy
You know what
stitch.
They say out on the street? Snatches get stitches.
Yeah. Austin Powers, yeah.
What about Austin Powers?
I was going to say, it's like Austin Powers coming out of being cryogenically frozen. Like, wait, a tick? I've got a stitch in my vagina. It's not mine.
My husband has been worried about me and fearful of hurting me. He would have never asked for this. Well, this lady doesn't know her fucking husband.
I mean,
all right. Babe, I had
guess
no
you
idea.
Could just cheat on your wife instead. I mean, I wouldn't want her to feel any kind of pain.
Yeah, this guy is trying to make it work.
Yeah.
Babe, I swear, I was just trying to come. I had no idea it was going to hurt your pussy.
I didn't know it was hurting you, baby. I'll just go cheat on you. Don't worry.
If you want instead, I can hit it with a hammer so it swells up.
Yeah.
What if you just stitch up the pussy altogether and stick with the butt?
There you go.
A woman's ass.
The back pussy.
The back pussy.
The back pussy.
So her pussy looks like the Legion of Skanks logo?
Yes. Her pussy looks like the first Deadpool, the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool.
Oh, my God. How weird did that Deadpool look, by the way?
He looked like the kind of pussy I want, stitched up.
Shannon, any more funny OBGYN reveals?
OB and Anthony.
I guess just one. Those were all the good ones. Here's one more. There was an overly anxious guy who wanted to know how soon they can go back to having sex after the baby was born. That she responded, "Sir, your partner just gave birth." He said, "I know, but when will she be back to normal?" And he was like, "So, like, what? A few days?"
Sounds like me.
I would say a few minutes, dude. As soon as that bitch is crowning, I would say, "Out of the way, youngster. Make room for dad."
If she won't give you any pussy, you could just use the placenta as a fleshlight.
Oh, geez, when's your pussy going to be back to normal?
How long does it take to bounce back?
Weeks, right?
What?
Weeks, if not months.
God, no wonder you got to give him the daddy stitch. My God.
I knew a guy. I worked with a guy when I worked in welding who told me that he had sex with his wife on the stairway of the hospital after she gave birth. And as he described it, it was a total mess.
A mess.
Yeah.
It's a total mess.
I mean, if you want to talk about real ass dudes, and I'm going to have to play the song. This guy, his name was George Miller. I probably shouldn't say his first and last name.
The director of Mad Men.
And he had a tattoo above his dick that said Miller Time.
Oh, cool.
He was the fucking coolest.
He's living the Miller High Life.
Shannon?
He sounds like a dork.
Yeah. I mean, how fucking horny do you have to be to fuck your wife immediately after she gives
you
birth?
You could have stopped and fucked your wife. Yeah. Yeah. How you going to fuck your wife?
Dude, this guy's horny as hell.
Yeah, what, you going to have sex with the dishwasher next?
Technically, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shannon?
It says the risk of having a complication is highest for the first 2 weeks after delivery, but most recommend 4 to 6 weeks after delivery.
That's fair. Plenty of time to game and read comic books.
Ideally, you would have a Gumar at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar.
Oh, I'm fucking high and Indian.
All right. I think this has been a fun episode. I want to call it here. Once again, guys, please check out The Loud Boys. They just put up a Patreon. Let's get these guys some fucking money so they can be full-time comics. This is the next graduating class of what I would say the guys behind me were the same as like me. Sagalo, Feeney came up. These are the next generation of guys to check out.
Oh, yeah.
To support.
Thank you. Thank
please
you.
Go on their Patreon and let's get these guys to be professional comedians full-time because that's the fucking dream. Absolutely. And they goddamn deserve it.
We're going to have to because if our day jobs ever find this shit, please help us.
Yeah, dude. Hey, our Patreon, if we start making like $2,000 a month each, which is like around like $6,000, we'll all quit our day jobs. That's a promise.
Yeah,
that's an absolute promise. We're quitting our day jobs the minute we make $2,000 a month. Now, that's all of us.
How good of a bit would be if we get there, we quit, and then they all rescind their Patreon?
That would be even better.
That would be a funny bit. If you did it, we wouldn't be mad at you.
Yeah.
That's worth.
We're just
worth
in poverty on the street. It was a good bit.
Yeah,
dude. I'd rather die doing something funny than live not being funny.
There you go.
How funny it'd be if you were homeless with a sign that said Patreon.com/ All right, guys, that's the Real Ass Podcast. We will see you on Wednesday with
Colm, Tim Butterly, and Mike Rainey.
Fucking phenomenal episode. We're going to have a lot of fun. Please check out all the shows here on the network, including Shannon Lee Hires. The Thing Is Ding. And thank you, guys. We'll see you on Wednesday. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
That's all, folks.